annual student exams are scheduled to begin on the 28th. Teachers say they don't see that happening unless their demands are met. Neshin Mudzitirwa is spokesperson for the Amalgamated Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe.
The COVID-19 pandemic further incapacitated the teachers because of the COVID-19 government regulations that were restricting the movement of people and operating of some businesses. Majority of teachers were just logged in their homes. They were not even able to do some part-time jobs to supplement their little end income. The standard of living is further worsened.
He adds, because of this and a long-standing issue on remuneration, he does not foresee schools reopening.
The salary dispute between the government and the teachers has not yet been resolved, so we are not going to report for work on the 20th of September. We will only report for work if the government restores back a teacher salary of $520 per month.
He adds that $520 is the amount teachers earned in 2018 when Zimbabwe primarily used the US dollar. Today, they earn a local currency equivalent to just $30. Salary dispute aside, Edgar Gweshe, a parent of two, worries about student preparedness for the crucial tests.
They are not ready for these exams after having stayed for so long without access to educational material and without going for proper classes. They cannot be ready this time, but maybe it could be a case of a privileged few who had access to online courses, but the majority, I don't think they are ready.
Schools have been closed for over 6 months. While everyone is eager to see normalcy, critics say the return must be gradual. The Amalgamated Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe wrote to government through the Minister of Public Service that they will not be able to report for duty. Recently, civil servants turned down a 40% pay rise in the local currency. They want to be paid in US dollars, which is more stable. For VOA, this is Kudzai Zvinavashe from Harare.